now that you've won this series, going back to a couple of weeks ago, and you saw these six games with the Reds coming up, didn't you pretty much have to win four out of these six to make any ground up? If you could win three, you make up no ground now.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I mean, we're in a position where we need to win as many games as possible, and win the series both times was important. I wouldn't say it was, absolute, but clearly very important, for the standings. And we did it, we were able to take two out of three of their place and two out of three here and fought our tails off, hard fought series, and came out on top.
I feel like you're in a horse race now. You were kind of in one before, but now
Yeah. I mean, we've always felt we're in a horse race, and around the stretch they come, and we got good closing speed.
When you were discussing Arnauto before the game, and you said you felt he was about to go on a run, what tells you that besides what you saw last night and today?
Well, he's a good player, so it's not like I'm going out on a crazy ledge here. The guy's always, I feel like he's always taking good at bats and is productive. So, but he's just a really good player, and he's a guy that I know has worked hard all season and is just going to take his good at bats. And when he does that, he's going to give us everything he's got, and he's going to be productive for us. Huge swing today to get us on the board at first, and pitcher stepped up, boy.
Can you go over that next at bat when that pitch came up and in? A check swing was called, and Arnauto seemed upset, and it looked like did Karp get run from the dugout at that point? And you were allowed to come on the field, and you were not run. Can you go over that whole process there?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's up and in, high and tight, survival mode at that point, by rule, it looked like he may have gone, I get that. It's tough when a guy's getting zoomed, in the 90s by his head, didn't love that, so we take exception with that, first of all, because we don't play that way, but, fact of the matter is, he checked it, and he called it, and then, you could debate whether that's strike or not. It doesn't taste good when a guy's trying to get, survive it with a headshot almost. And then, Karp got ejected. And, he wasn't trying to get ejected, even though he, probably enjoyed some Cardinal baseball and some football. I don't know, the Texans are playing right now. I think he's kind of a Texan guy, but anyway, I took a session with Doug. He gave me some rope, and he said, Mike, I said, listen, man, I got a ball thrown at a guy's head. First of all, he's hit two homers in the last couple of bats, and I got a guy that is a viable part of our bench just get tossed. I'm not getting tossed, but I am going to tell you what I think, and I did, and that was that.
Were you surprised not to get tossed? That is quite a bit of rope, it looks like you got there.
I told him I need some rope. I said, I'm not getting tossed in this game. You've already taken care of one of our bench players. I got a guy that's been thrown at, intentionally, not intentionally, but either way, it's by his head after two homers. So, I need some rope. I'm not getting ejected out of this game. And if you think I'm getting close, you let me know. He said, you're getting close. I said, nope, I'm not that close.
Thank you.
I thought Doug was great, other than dumping Karp for little to no reason.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Like we talked to Jay just about some of the gut punches these guys have taken this past couple of weeks, and to come even after this Dodgers series to take those two and take two out of three here. I mean, we talked about a lot this season, but just the guys not really getting down on their laurels and able to sort of be able to come back and win when you really need it. What do you say to the clubhouse being able to really come out and do that whenever you need it?
So the whole way, I mean, this is a club that, has had its more than share of adversity. We've had a lot of moving parts, part of the gig. We get it. We've had some tough blows to some key members. We've had some tough games that we've been able to win a lot of. We've had a couple that really hurt the end. But this is a team that's hungry. It's going to fight. We're going to stay together. And we're going to keep preparing, and we're going to continue to get after each other, get after everybody we play. And it's a talented team. And like Kamish said, man, we're in that last turn around the stretch, man, and we're ready to go at it. And we're gonna go as hard as we can, fast as we can, and whatever happens, happens. We're gonna play as clean as we can, as tough as we can, and you know, regardless of who we play, we're going to play and keep fighting. It's got to. If you're a fan of this team, you got to respect that and appreciate that.
They told us he had some sleepless nights since that last time out in Cincinnati. What do you think allowed him to flush that pretty quickly? Obviously, it's something that he took very personally, something he wanted to make sure was corrected today. But what physically allowed him to do that, and what just as you've gotten to know him a little bit allows him to do that from a mental competitive standpoint?
Well, you know what? It's kind of the same answer I should have given, maybe better. It's what winners do. Winners respond. You know, winners respond. You know, Nolan was upset and frustrated, maybe a little hard on himself after the first game of the series, responded. You know, Jay wasn't happy with his last outing. Winners respond. You know, we've had some tough blows. Winners respond. Winners find solution. Anybody can make excuses. And that's what this group's going to do, is going to find every opportunity to find a solution and to figure out a way to win. And, you know, that's what we do. Bullpen was fantastic again. Crowd was great. Great atmosphere in Busch. This whole homestand was really awesome. We appreciate that support as always.
Thank you.
Brendan Schaefer, KMOV-TV.
Mike, you mentioned the bullpen. In talking to TJ, he brought up the factor of unity and trust that exists within the bullpen, that if one day I'm picking up your runner, the next day you're going to get mine. And just how valuable can that be for a group that has that kind of trust in each other to be able to get the job done day after day?
I love that, and I'm glad TJ mentioned it. It's a tight unit. It's a from my perspective, we have team within teams, right? Bullpen starters, regulars, bench guys, you get it. Our bullpen is they're just quiet assassins, man. They're together. They prepare very well. They're a very low maintenance group, and they are in it for us, and they're going to have each other's backs. And they're going to go in there and take care of business. And, you know, Garcia came in and picked up Jay. Matt came in, got double play to pick up Garcia, you know, big double play ball. And that's what good teammates do. That's what winners do. They're there for each other. That's what teams, what the definition of team is.
Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat.
Mike, that's a big spot for Cavi today in the eighth inning in a two-run game that you guys needed to get, and he definitely – came through it strong. What did you see from him today, and especially kind of velocity-wise? Not to slip into velocity fiend zone, but he was way up today on the fastball, like 3 miles an hour up on his average today.
Yeah, what I saw, I mean, listen, the game got navigated a certain way. You know, it takes its twists and turns. Back to Brennan's point that TJ made, you know, they're there for anything in any and all circumstances, which I'm grateful for. You know, we've used Garcia and TJ mostly to get out of traffic, if there's any traffic out there. And, you know, try to start inning clean with Cabby and Alex, but if necessary, if we can. But, you know, shoot, man, this guy's got plus stuff. And, you know, he gets a leadoff double to the Shields. And, you know, in a two-run game, you know, it's a little hairy, but you watch how he responds, shoulders back, still aggressive. And you look up and he's throwing 98 and hitting 100. Love that heart, love that competitive spirit. Stuff's plenty good enough. Clean inning, went and took it down.
Back to you, Commissioner.
It was a big play by Dylan in the eighth, too. It can't be go without being noted. That was a really, really big and nice play to grab India and get that second out.
When you notice that the other team has five left-handed hitters on the bench out of six available pinch hitters, how much a part of your managing philosophy for that game is to keep some of those left-handers like Moustakas on the bench as long as you can and have enough left-handers to face the ones they do send up there?
It's occupied a couple hours of my day, both series, you know, and you just look at it and you figure out Mad Dog Ollie for the game, we just game plan it. We know pretty much what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. They've got flexibility in the roster. You know, they've got a guy like, you know, I don't know if Naquin was available today. It looks like he may not have been. I don't know that to be true, not my decision. But, you know, you got Moose. You got a Naquin over there with 19 homers. You got, a professional hitter in Moose off the bench. You know, Schrock obviously takes a good at bat. You know, they've got a lot of weapons over there they can use. And you sit there and, you know, you try to keep those guys at bay. So you know who they're not likely going to hit for, and then you take your shot and you put some lefties on some of the righties and keep them in the game a little bit, and you know, then you take your shot at the end, knowing they're going to empty it out if they hadn't used them.
Even though he might have hurt you, you did not
at the end in the ninth, you know, against who's not splitty. So you navigate it the whole way to keep the lefties on the bench. And then when you go to a, you know, Cavi in the eighth, you keep navigating, and then you go to a Gio, and then they go to the lefties. You feel good about the way he gets after lefties.
Even though Barrero could have hurt you, you did not mind facing him as opposed to some of the alternatives in the eighth inning.
You got to face somebody, right? So, yeah, you took your spot, and, you know, we, you know, sit there and we'd rather face this and this than that. And so we took our matchups.